Don't Underestimate the Political Spoilers by me, John Caldera, published November 20th, 2022. As Republicans digest how the last election could be an extinction-level event for their party in Colorado, some of their political grief might well turn to blaming spoilers. When a candidate wins but doesn't win by more than 50% of the vote, it means some third-party yahoo entered the race and spoiled it for the guy who came in second. Mostly this gripe is reserved for libertarians, note the large L, to denote actual Libertarian Party. These are the people who ruined it for the Republican. Once upon a time, Democrats had a similar problem. Some crazed nutjob in the Green Party would run in a state, House, or Senate district and pull enough votes away from the Democrat to swing the victory for the Republican. And for a short period, there seemed to be a degree of parity in this game of spoilers. Not quite a detente, but at least both sides got wounded. Then political Democrats did what they seem to always do. They turned it into a political advantage. They took the entire Green Party manifesto and absorbed it into the Democratic Party gospel. After which, the Green Party didn't need to really exist here to shut down fossil fuels and mandate unaffordable, unreliable renewables. The Democratic Party would do it even better and faster. Democrats merely outgreened the Green Party. The Republican Party did the opposite to libertarians. On the relatively few issues that separated them, but did so violently, like the drug war, gay rights, assistance in dying, the Republican Party shunned libertarians. Colorado went on to legalize marijuana and mushrooms, as well as aid in dying at the ballot box. When Republicans were in control of the state house, a civil unions bill with protections for religious objectors, like cake bakers, was moving towards passage until Republican leadership shot it down instead. This opened the wallets of the ultra-wealthy gay rights super team of Tim Gill, Pat Stryker, Wright Bridges, and Jared Polis, leading to the Democratic takeover of the state. Had Republicans just passed civil unions back then, who knows what might be different today? And the sad part for them? Although they couldn't have seen it coming, it wasn't long after shutting the door on civil unions that the U.S. Supreme Court legalized gay marriage altogether. If Republicans were more libertarian then, Colorado might not be so socialist now. Libertarians say they pull votes away from both the Democrat and the Republican roughly equally. I've got a hard time buying that, but certainly the losing Republican doesn't buy that. In Colorado's new 8th congressional district, the Libertarian candidate, Richard Ward, pulled in nearly 4% of the votes. Democrat Yadiro Caraveo defeated Republican Barb Kirkmeyer by a victory of a mere 0.73%. The Libertarian brought in five times that amount. The Libertarian cost Kirkmeyer her seat. Absolutely. Chalk up one for the spoiler. Need a clearer example? The state's Board of Education, like the rest of the state's governments, are firmly in the hands of Democrats. In the 8th district, Democrat Rhonda Solis beat Republican Peggy Prost by 0.88%. But the Constitutional Party candidate brought in 2.25%. The Libertarians make a weak but plausible argument that they pull equally from R's and D's. The Constitution Party only pulls from Republicans. They are only voters who feel the Republican Party has gone too squishy on them. In State House District 25, Republican incumbent Colin Larson lost to the Democrat, also with a Libertarian making the margin of difference. But the numbers are much tighter in this race. That's it. Two cases where spoilers absolutely caused the Republican defeat, and one maybe. Outside of that, spoilers were a non-factor in some 35 other races. Republicans would be wise to accept Colorado is not a socially conservative state anymore. But as seen by the 21-point victory of our income tax cut, we might still be a fiscally conservative state. There may be a libertarian, note the small L, path forward for Republicans here. Another lesson from the Dems if the R's care to listen. And it would be better still if voters didn't throw away their votes on protest candidates that can't win, no matter how much they dislike the candidates that can.